In studio with us this morning, Candace Dixon, Lois Smith, and Garth Strand with Earth Matters, because Earth Day is Monday, the 22nd of April, and so we wanted to talk a little bit more to Earth Matters about what they do. And so, good morning, folks. How are you?
Good morning.
Good.
All right. I don't know who wants to start, but I want to give a chance to give a little bit more of the background of Earth Matters. We talked a little bit about it with the Boys and Girls Club earlier, but how did Earth Matters come together?
Well, I'm a newbie to the group. I've only been involved about a year and a half, but Earth Matters has been around since 2022, somewhere around in there. And my initial contact was through Beth Southern, who seemed to be the driving force at that time. And it came out of a need, she thought, for people to get more involved in the whole reuse, recycle event. And so what has happened is that Earth Matters is a group that's representatives come from several local churches. And the multi-faith group that we are inspires and educates others toward a just, equitable, and livable future for children and grandchildren. We focus on improving the health of the Earth's environment and embraces the opportunity in helping to make choices for the good of all creation. Caring for our Earth needs change in action so others can simply live.
Okay, so Earth Matters is really about that next generation, which is part of why it tied in so well with the Boys and Girls Club and the fourth and fifth graders that we talked about earlier. But one area that they touched on, but I know you guys are going to go a little bit deeper in, is what is known as e-waste. And so basically, if it's got a plug or a battery, that's what we're talking about. Right, Garth?
That is correct. And there is a lot more e-waste that we realize. E-waste is actually the fastest growing stream of trash that we know of, and we're not doing a great job at this point of getting it back in circulation, recycling it. There's a lot of precious metals involved in electronic devices, and we were talking outside here just how pervasive electronic devices are. We were talking about our own bathrooms, and we have so many electric devices in our bathrooms even. So it's everywhere, and unfortunately, the big catch-all now is our Reno County landfill, and we are just a small microcosm of the planet. So if you take a landfill and project it out to the population of the world, it's a big problem.
Well, and so what can folks do about e-waste here? What's the easiest way to get it recycled or reused or whatever that might be?
We're fortunate enough here in Hutch to have two places that do recycle e-waste, and for a small town to have two places, and one of them is Computer Mart at 326 West 2nd, and they take mainly computer-related e-waste, electronic waste, and that would be printers, modems, flat screen monitors, anything like that. But on Main Street, we have Sanford Computer Works, and that's 20 South Main. They take all e-waste. I went into the, just to check when he said it, because I couldn't believe he really meant all e-waste. And when you walk in the store, there on the left is a huge cardboard box. And he took me through and he sorted, just let me show you some of the things we get. So they get battery chargers, they get discs from people, they get, all the computer things that you might expect, but they also have tools. They take anything that is not a cathode TV. They'll take flat screen TVs.
Right, and by cathode, you mean the old tube TVs. They don't take those. But other than that, they'll take anything
else. Yes. And one of the things, as Garth was touching on, that it is the largest growing. The World Health Organization said currently only 17% of e-waste is recycled, so the rest is landing in landfills. And all of that toxins from that and the lead leach into our soil.
Well, and so, even and this is going to sound funny, but beyond the environmental effects, which we are going to talk about at length, there's also the political effects that these rare earth metals, speaking generally, come from countries that don't like the United States very much. And so the more you can upcycle and recycle those types of things, the less is needed that may fuel the oppression in other countries across the world, especially in Africa and places like that, where the regimes that are in charge of some of these countries where they dig these metals out like cobalt aren't necessarily the most democratic in the world, depending upon which country you're talking about, Garth.
Yeah, Earth Matters is not really a political group. our driver is to take good care of our Earth. And, of course, one of the outcomes of that is exactly what you're talking about. But we focus on taking good care of what we have and making sure that future generations get to enjoy the same things that we have.
Well, and the main thing about this is, if you want to have clean water and you want to have clean air, then you have to keep things out of areas that can contaminate that.
That is exactly correct. And we're not doing a great job of that, although our landfill does a really nice job of helping recycle and managing waste the best we can. Unfortunately, our culture has learned that we can actually export our waste to some of the countries that you mentioned and make our problem their problem. So that just needs to stop. We need to at least deal with our own garbage.
And you're exactly right, Garth, that does happen, and to a great degree, even people are trying to outsource recycling. And some of the stuff that you can see online about that is just it's a bit sobering. So the little bit that we can do with the businesses here locally that want to help, it really is helpful.
It is, and we concluded we didn't want to venture into the climate change area because that's big and it's controversial. We just need to focus on what we can do. And if I have an old battery that has some value to somebody, I should take action to make that happen instead of just throwing it in the trash. Again, Earth Matters is about educating all of us, not just young people, but old people need education too. It's a change of habit that we have to take on. My daughter has a 2-year-old, and in the kitchen there's a 2-part trash can. And that 2-year-old has learned what goes in the recycle side and what goes in the trash side. It's really fascinating to watch.
I want to be sure to mention the specific churches that are actually, some of them are even taking in e-waste this week, right?
Correct. Plainview Mennonite is collecting e-waste, and First United Methodist
Faith United.
I'm sorry, and First Presbyterian. Got my first and my faith mixed up. We are a group composed of representing 8 different churches, but 5 different faiths, and they will be collecting and taking most of it down to Sanford's on Main Street, 325. Right. South Main.
So we'll go ahead and talk to those folks as well when we get through with it, because I think it'll be interesting to find out how much y'all can get it with 1 week of real focus on it. And you know what again is interesting about recycling generally is I think a lot of people don't know all the different things that can be recycled, and there are lots of areas locally that can do that.
Yeah, there are. And one of the things at Faith United Methodist, we're collecting for 2 weeks, and the pastor is going to give a sermon, and I get to step up and talk about Earth Matters. And it's going to be, as Garth had said, it's a matter of educating people, too. And I think it'll be interesting to see. I've already noticed that there are computer keyboards, and there's a printer in there. Someone brought in a fax machine, and it's and I offered to take it all down to Sanford's on the 28th, so we'll see how much I get in my car.
All right, and something else that they talked about in the first segment when they're talking about Boys and Girls Club is just taking them to places that recycle things like building materials and clothing and all of those sorts of things too, because giving an opportunity for somebody else maybe to use something that that doesn't fit you or it doesn't fit your lifestyle anymore, that's still reusing and recycling, mm-hmm. isn't it, Garth?
It certainly is. I want to highlight plastic. That's a current hot topic in the environmental world. Only about 10% of the plastic produced is recycled. And what we finally learned about plastic is that it really never disappears. It doesn't compost into the environment. It just simply gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And it is so small now that it's showing up in our blood and in our brains. We're absorbing it through the water we drink and the food we eat. And it's becoming apparent that this is a big future problem. I was on the Oregon coast a couple years ago, and I got down on my hands and knees and looked, and you can see little bits of plastic in the sand. It was really discouraging.
Well, and it's interesting because the plastics that now are so small, the EPA is trying to get those regulated a little bit. But what can we do right now? Well, we can do what my wife does, which is take what she calls the bag bunnies, the bags that you end up with after you go to the grocery store or to Walmart or wherever else, and just put them in the place that's got the recycle symbol at that same place, your Walmart or your Dillon's or whatever else. It's better to have the canvas bags like one that you brought for me today, but failing that, at least make sure that the bags get back around in the cycle.
That is correct. And the canvas bag would be an example of reducing. Recycle is actually the last choice in reduce and reuse and recycle, because we'd like to not have to recycle at all, but that will not happen in our lifetimes for sure. We're very fortunate to have the Stutzman's Recycling Center here in town, and it's so easy to recycle. The city makes it easy. Have a separate container. You just throw all your recyclables in there, and we have some good things in our community, but we have to use them and make them work.
All right, some final thoughts before we run out of time?
Just, I'd like to add that we've also been talking about repair in our group, which is another option that to be added on with the other three R's, because that's something we need to think about, and it's all about education.
So where can people find out more about Earth Matters, specifically online if they want to look?
www.hutch-earthmatters.com. Our contact numbers are on there, our phone numbers, if they'd like to join our group. And also our website shows all of the recyclable numbered plastics and places to recycle various items.